And welcome to Nigeria Daily, coming to you from Media Trust. I am Umu Salma Ibrahim. It's no secret that the APC in Kano has been embroiled in internal crisis, with recent events shedding light on the recent suspensions. First, the party was rocked by the suspension of its national chairman, Dr. Abdullahi Umar Ganduje, by a faction of executives from his ward. But just when it seemed the dust was settling, another twist emerged as a new set of executives surfaced and issued yet another suspension against Ganduje. To shed more light on this complex situation, we turn to the words of Ibrahim Zakari Serina, the secretary of the APC in Kano State, who dismissed these suspensions as acts of impersonation orchestrated by illegitimate elements within the party. What are the party exes saying about the recent turn of events?
I am just from the Akim Tofa local government area in Kano State, right from Ganduje ward. I was instructed by the chairman of the APC to go and find out what is going on, because we just woke up this morning to have that some element, I can call them some endurable element, purportedly saying that they have suspended the national chairman of the party, Dr. Lambert Ganduje. One of the issues is that we don't even know those elements, those people who are talking about this. We don't even know them. They're not from our party, they're not from APC. And you should understand that the national chairman of the party, Abdullah Umar Ganduje, was a former governor of Kano State. So there are so much issues between our party and the NNPP here in Kano. They are huge. So, actually, we are trying to find out who are behind this issue, who are behind it. And the state party of the APC, we are here to take legal action. We have found the issues, we have investigated the issues, and we are going to take the legal action against those people now. We got the names, we are going to find from where they are, and actually we are going to take the legal actions. I'm here with the legal department, and obviously we are going to write this issue to the police commissioner here in Kano State. So actually that is exactly what is happening, but actually those people that you are talking about, we don't even know them. We don't know them at all.
Do you have shed light on those people? Who does the APC leadership suspect to be orchestrating these moves, and what evidence supports these suspicions?
We are accusing the NNPP, it's our better rival. We are accusing them. They knew. I mean, they cannot disguise these issues. They know. They are the one. They are perpetrating all these issues. We know them. And there is nothing like, we are pointing our finger into them. And actually, we know they are the people. You know, they try to form all these kind of issues. You know, you can understand that they are coming to our party. They are trying to come, but they are trying to find ways, you know. So we actually know that they are the one. They are the one.
How does the APC intend to address these internal divisions and restore unity within the party?
We don't have any trouble in Kano. We don't have any problem in APC. I'm the spokesperson of the APC. We don't have any problem with anybody. So there is no point of whether we are going to restruct things or whatever you call it. If we are aware, our party, we live in peace with everybody. We don't have any trouble. So actually, we'll continue with that. And you should know that we respect our leader. We are with him. We are supporting him. Dr. Abdullahi Ganduje is the national chairman of the party. He is our leader in Kano.
That was Honorable Ahmed S. Arua, the Kano State PRO of the APC. As the APC in Kano State grapples with these internal challenges, the implications extend beyond party lines. Joining us for more insight and analysis today is a political analyst to shed more light on the current matter.
My name is Professor Kamil Sanifagi. the Department of Political Science, Bayero University, Kano. My view about what is happening here in Kano is that the Nigerian politics has been changed deliberately by the politicians. Particularly here in Kano, where we used our politics of principles, of ideology, where Kano used to be, a nerve center of politics, not only in northern Nigeria, but in Nigeria as a whole. But now the politics here in Kano has been changed to personality, have been relegated to personality conflict. For the past 8 or 10 years in Kano, everything seems to revolve around two personalities. And there is an attitude of our politicians that they are intolerant to opposition. There is what is known as the PhD mentality, that is, pulling him down in any way possible. A person will try to bring down his opponent no matter how good he is. So this is part of the reason why we are seeing this kind of clashes in Kano. And secondly, there is also internal bickering even within the rule, the APC itself. One, there is personality issue and, conflict even in the ward where Ganduje is. Secondly, there is also crisis at national level because you have a faction saying that leadership of the party should go back to the no central zone. And this is championed by people like the former governor of Kogi. And there are a lot of other things at play. So this is part of the reason why we are seeing the crisis here in Kano.
One more thing that people are accusing is that, or alleging that this crisis is being pushed by the state government of the NNPP. Is there any like sign that maybe attached to it that people can say, yes, there is the hand of the government in this saga?
Yes, you see, even though one cannot 100% say that these are the people who caused it, but given what happened, the political history of our politician, one can speculate that the government has a hand. One is the fact that, you see, our politicians are always trying to be on the winning side, meaning if their party loses an election, they'll find a reason, one reason or another, to join the ruling party. Secondly, is what I said about the attitude of our politicians trying to, bring down their own opponent. So the government and the other people could have hand in trying to bring down their opponent. And the third possible reason is the fact that in the past 9 or 10 years, the personality conflict between the Ganduje faction and the Kwankwasia faction, is such that each side is trying to retaliate what has been done to it. Let's not forget what happened, like in the other election, when we had in conclusion. And then in the last election also, when we had so much bitterness. And, the fact that over the last 9-10 years, we have been seeing personality conflict. So all this, if we put them together, we can speculate and say that the government might have a hand also in, even if it is not the one who created the problem, but it might have in compounding the problem by, supporting some element and by bringing out so many things, like the issue of corruption, like the issue of, membership of the party and so on. So this could have been also indicators of to whether the government also has hand in the situation.
So, sir, what could be possibly wrong with the APC at the national level? Is there anything it can do maybe to clear this issue? And because people keep seeing faces declaring that they are supporters from Ganduje Ward or Exos, what could be possibly wrong?
You see, the some of the things that will be is possible is that, one, like I said, the party is also divided even at national level. There are factions, you know, who are against the position, the leadership position in Northwest. And so these people will also be pushing for it. And so the leadership at the national level will have to tread carefully so that they don't exacerbate this kind of crisis.
You are listening to Nigeria Daily. We'll be going on a break. Please stay tuned. Welcome back. This is Nigeria Daily coming to you from Media Trust. On today's episode, we are looking at the recent events shaking the Kano State branch of the APC. Accusing fingers have been pointed at the ruling party in state, especially by the APC. But the state liaison officer of the NNPP, Honorable Musa Nuhu Enkaba, says,
"My name is Honorable Musa Nuhu Enkaba. I'm the state liaison officer of New Nigeria People's Party, that is NNPP in Kano State. Well, I want to assure the people of Kano State that we, the NNPP party, don't have any affair with the activities of APC. As a legitimate party and the APC also as a legitimate party, we have no any issue concerning their members and expelling them or recruiting them. We don't have any affairs with that. So it is the affair of their party that says Ganduje has former governor of Kano State, Abdullah Umar Ganduje, has something to do with judicial affairs. So that is why they expel him, in order to give him time to concentrate on the issue.
Mm.
So we don't have anything to do with that. To do with that matter, in fact.
But recently, there are some faces people are saying are NNPP members, especially the last one who claimed that they are the exco of the APC Ganduje Ward. But there are some posters of the guy who contested for councillorship under NNPP. What can you say about that?
I want people to be clear about the issue of fundamental human right. Being a member of NNPP, PDP or any other party, does not prevent you to show your interest or your happiness about what is happening on the past governor or on the past government. Because this issue is an issue of corruption. And anybody is aware around the globe is aware and has shown the former governor put inserting a huge amount of dollars inside his pocket. And there are clear indication and evidences. And we have a lot of evidences that we compile, and inshallah, in the court, inshallah, they are going to prosecute him. And inshallah, if he was found guilty, will be prosecuted. So whether you are a member of any other party, you can be happy with an incident that is happening in Kano. As you are not happy with what happens at the first, the initial stage. Now, since he was dragged to court, people has to be happy. So don't talk about our member, whether he's contesting for councillor or any other thing. He has right to do it, because it is a matter in Kano State and he's a Kano State indigenous.
So, but that person who people are asking, why is NNPP member so excited about the expulsion of Ganduje?
Because Ganduje is a part of us before. He enjoys, he's among us. He was with us. And it was from our side that gave him the platform to be contested as a governor, and by so doing, at the last stage, he betrayed us, because he go a long way or counter with the constitution of Concordia.
Is that the reason why you are after him now?
No, we are not after him. How can we be after him? He commit an offense to Kano State people. And now he has to face the consequences in the court. We are not after him in any other way.
Mm.
If he is not guilty, he can prove himself in the court.
Mm.
If he was found guilty, he didn't offend the state governor. He didn't offend me, but he offended the people of Kano State. And we gather all our evidences. We are about to go to present our evidences in the court. If he was found guilty, he will be prosecuted.
Will the APC in Kano overcome these hurdles and emerge stronger? Or will internal discord pave the way for external rivals to capitalize on the disarray? Only time will tell. Do not forget that you can listen to or download this and other episodes of the podcast on Buzzsprout.com, DailyTrust.com, TrustRadio.com.ng, and on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify by searching for Nigeria Daily. You can also listen on a number of FM stations close to you. For sponsorship and advert placement, contact us on 081-055-73735. Thank you for joining us on Nigeria Daily. My name is Salma Ibrahim. Bye for now.